I have to admit it, as a Chinese person, the idea of eating cold rice kind of upsets me. And so I'll be honest, I resisted our next interview for a long time because it's about rice salad. Rice salad. Like, even the words freak me out a little. Rice salad. But then that gnarly July 4th heat wave hit, and I was like, I will eat anything cold. I, in fact, will only eat cold food. Please freeze the rice before you give it to me. And so I finally came to Rolando Barramendi's rice salad ideas with an open mind, and they're really good. Rolando is an Italian food importer, a great cook, and the author of Autentico, Cooking Italian the Authentic Way. And our contributor, Russ Parsons, talked with him about the Italian tradition of rice salad.
They tend to be somewhat of a main and only course during the, you know, a hot summer lunch. However, you also see it many times during the summer months being served as a primo, so as a first course instead of pasta, because you kind of like make it during the day and then let it sit and get all the flavors, you know, sort of amalgamated into it, and then you don't have to, you know, boil pasta during a hot summer night. So they tend to be very much take the place of primo, a first course in an Italian meal.
What kind of rice do you use and how do you cook it?
Well, I do it exactly the same way that as you would do spaghetti. I have one of those, I think the most important pot that I have and the most important instrument that I have in my kitchen besides my knife is it's a pasta pot with an insert. The ones that you can, you know, just throw the pasta and then it has the colander built in and you can actually like lift it up and then drain it into the sauce. Well, I do the same thing with carnaroli rice, which is the longest and, how do you say, valued or more precious grain that we grow in Italy, because it's the longest and it has the largest amount of starch inside. So it's very toothsome and very, you know, it remains al dente for a long time. So basically, I just, you know, put a lot of water with salt, and then I just toss, you know, a cup or two if I want to have more for the rest of the week, and cook it like pasta and just check every now and then and taste when it's al dente. And then what I do is you lift the colander right away and you bring it to the sink and you shock it with running cold water. And then I spread it in a big cookie sheet or in a baking dish. And what I do is then you just drizzle a little bit of, you know, olive oil and with your fingers, you just spread it out and cool it off. And so then think of it as if you were using that rice as a spaghetti. You can come up with different sauces and variations, different ideas, but you use that rice as if you were dressing it as pasta.
Carnaroli can be a little bit difficult to find sometimes. Could you use arborio, or would it be better to go with long grain?
I think carnaroli is actually, you'll be surprised how widely available it has become right now, and there are many different brands available. You can also find it online very well. Arborio is also you know, long grain rice from the same area as carnaroli. But I find that it doesn't stay al dente as long as carnaroli. Carnaroli has a much more stronger bite. And so for rice salad, it'll be worth seeking it, you know, because it's a really incredible grain.
So, okay, we've got the rice cooked and we've done the initial cooling on it. Now we have this blank canvas. What kind of ingredients do you add to a rice salad? What are the things that you're thinking about?
Well, the recipe that I chose to include in Autentico was the Contessa's rice salad, because she was the woman who I work with in Piemonte, in Torino. She actually told me that in the 60s, she was the first one to start making these little rice salads with everything sort of like chopped in the same. Can you imagine the labor to make vegetables or different types of ingredients, chop them up to the size of the rice, so it becomes this colorful specks of, you know, different vegetables in the rice salad, and served it with some hard-boiled eggs and, you know, even broken tuna in there. It's just the most important thing, I think, for me, is that you try to chop everything as finely as possible. Then every bite that you will take of the salad, it will be a little bit different, so that not everything becomes homogeneous.
Are there other variations that you like?
My way of cooking and my way of thinking is always to make things in a perfect proportion. So it should be a third rice, a third another ingredient, and a third another ingredient. For example, my favorite rice salad is to make it with shrimp and zucchini, and dressed with really good extra virgin olive oil and a splash of maybe some, if you like some acid, splash of lemon, and use some lemon zest as well. I'm a firm believer that less is more in many cases. And, you know, in this particular case with a summer salad, I think it's, you know, the simpler the better is the rice that it's the star of the dish.
Now, you mentioned dressing it with olive oil and maybe a little bit of lemon juice, but I know, like with the Contessa's rice salad, she uses a mayonnaise base for it.
I know.
How do you decide what dressing combinations that you might use?
Well, I think that that's, as I always say, options and substitutions. You know, I'm trying to pass around the word quanto basta, which is basically this principle from Pellegrino Artusi and L'Arte del Mangiar Bene, which is a book that has been in print for over 170 years in Italy. And he uses in many of his recipes, and I've used it throughout Authentico, is Q period B period. Quanto basta. As much as is enough, or as much as is needed, or as much as you like. I think that we need to encourage people to not be afraid to create your own interpretations. If you like one thing more than another, then do it. And if you want to put more olive oil, I drench my everything with good extra virgin olive oil because I love it so much. And if you want to use one type of vinegar, if you want to use another type of vinegar, if that's the only one you have in your pantry, then go for it. But just, I think that the most important thing is to taste as you add things. I mean, just put the rice in a bowl and then start adding things. I mean, it's not half a cup of this and half a cup of that. Just throw it in. And I mix always the rice salad with my hands. And then just start adding, you know, a little bit of things at a time. And as much as you have, you know, maybe leftovers in your fridge, just be creative as long as you just keep tasting and add as much as is enough.
That's a very generous description, but this is an Italian dish. So I'm sure that there are things that must never, absolutely never, under any circumstances, be done with a rice salad. One just wouldn't do that. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, maybe put ketchup or balsamic vinegar on it. It's so, you know, I think that's the beauty about our country. Italy is so amazing that if you think about it, it's the Contessa might make it, you know, one way, but then the next door neighbor makes it another way. What I love about Italy is that there's no right or wrongs. You just do it. I think that for the most part, we wouldn't put disparate ingredients, such as, you know, ingredients that are very wintered, like, let's say, something with truffles in the summertime or porcini mushrooms. We would save those for the winter and use them in risotto instead. So I think the seasonality is a very important aspect to a rice salad. I think the fresher and the simpler, the better.
Rolando, it all sounds so delicious. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my honor is all mine. Thank you so much for having me.
Rolando Beramendi is the author of Authentico, Cooking Italian the Authentic Way. Russ Parsons is the author of How to Pick a Peach. And for your rice salad needs, Rolando gave us his recipe for the Contessa's rice salad. And it's at splendidtable.org.